sorry, I got the giggles.
We're not restarting.
So I just got really a depressor hard. Button and decided to go from a height to press the button of like a meter above it, and then almost missed the button.
I knew what I was doing.
This is like back in the day of the claps.
Can't clap, can't push buttons under pressure.
Really funny. Right. Welcome to GPHQ Peaky. We're here on a very hot day recording some podcasts for you.
Do you want to open that window a little bit?
Oh, I didn't realize it wasn't open.
I'll open it.
Thanks very much. I'll riff while Scott's gone and opening the window. We're here doing GPHQ Peaky summer shorts because we're all wearing shorts apart from Louis. I don't understand why. It's a hot day.
Probably because the sun's closer to the earth in summer. That's why it's a hot day.
Brilliant.
Is that true?
Nope.
Oh.
We're tilted more towards the sun, so it means you get more sun for more of the day.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he was pretty much there.
Yeah. In the, I think actually...
Not wildly
he
closer.
He doesn't agree with Copernicus.
I think actually the summer in the southern hemisphere, the sun is closer for that part of the year. Because we have an elliptical orbit. So not an elliptical orbit. We have an orbit where we swing around the sun and we're closer at one point and we're further away at another point. And when we're further away, that's actually the northern hemisphere's winter.
Yeah.
Yes. But the southern hemisphere's summer.
Right.
I think it might be exactly the wrong way around that, but I think that's the case. It's all my flat earth videos I watch. I love them. Love them. Welcome along, Scott, Louis, and I.
Hey.
Goose.
Hello.
What's going on?
All getting quizzical with some stats from our quizzes. I have a thing, right? So you have people shout out your quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
And for the differing levels of fun, some shout outs you get a really good shout out, and you're like, yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. They did it in good nature. It was all good. You know when you walk in and you can see from far away they're going to be particular troublemakers from the start of the quiz. You know, they're either a particular level of drunk or a particular level of just who they are.
Yeah.
You're like, I can just see this is going to be a problem. The one that I got the other day was at Neighborhood quiz in Stockbridge. Sat down, group of about four or five guys, two of the tops off because it was quite a hot day.
Yeah.
But, you know, fair enough. Little indication first off. Clearly quite drunk already, announced the quiz, and the first thing he says, top of his voice, and this is a big place, outdoor big place, top of his voice, he goes, you get Shazam open, I'll ready Google. And it's like, brilliant. This is going to be a problem. Nice. And then got to the music round, and they were actually like, they were quite nice, and they were sort of fun, and they had a little bit back and forth. One of the guys was so drunk, he couldn't not sing along with the songs that he knew. So at the top of his voice, one of the songs was Alice DJ.
Better Off Alone.
Better Off Alone. And obviously we stopped before the title because the question was the title. And it was like, and then he just, top of his voice, like properly stands up and just goes, Better Off Alone. So loud. And like you had about, I don't know how the sound system covers that place, but he basically got heard by the whole place, which is about 300 or 400 people, and everyone's just laughing their heads off, and it was brilliant. So I think you can see a particular troublemaker straight away. And they were of that ilk.
Yeah, I've had some friends who are like, oh yeah, we'll come to a quiz, we'll come and heckle you, and I've had to be like, I'll ask you to leave if you heckle me. Because I don't like being heckled, it's just that when it's friends, it's just like, I've been heckled by friends before, and the bar staff have been like, do you want me to get rid of them? And I'm like, well, I know them. Like,
that's why their insults are cutting so deep.
Yeah. Getting, and then, if they're a little bit tipsy, and then, oh, it's okay, I know the quiz.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's not okay, first of all.
You can't be. Also, it's not as big a credit as you think that is.
Yeah.
This is oh, good. Don't worry, I know the quiz master.
It's like, I've got no swing here.
Great stuff.
But when people shout out, when you say, oh, it's a true or false question, they shout out like false. I was like, that's such shit chat.
Yeah, I love it. it does. It's because I say true or false too many times, and I give the opportunity for people to say that.
Yeah.
I'm like, true or false? Okay, true or false? And someone goes,
false.
Oh, come on now. There is certain moments I also enjoy a lot these days, especially doing a neighborhood where you've got like 60 teams, when you see like multiple Quiz Team Aguileras or Quizzy Rascals, and you're like, I don't understand at what point in history did the quiz peak in how many people went to pub quizzes, and then Dizzy Rascal was big enough for them to be a name.
Yeah.
And there was a coalescence where these two things happened at the same time, and everyone was like, got it, funniest team name ever.
I reckon a lot of people wouldn't even know that Dizzy Rascal is a thing. Do you reckon?
Is a person.
Yeah.
Right. He's got a surprising amount of number ones. Or do you mean like worldwide? It's probably a low percentage. I'm sure like...
like babies for one. They probably don't know.
Like people in Colombia might not have really heard him that much, but
I think people
that come to our quizzes, they probably know who Dizzy Rascal is.
What about like Quizzy Gillespie?
Brilliant. But, see, I would like that one.
What about Quizzy by Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff?
Don't give people ideas.
I prefer it if it was like a nuanced version of it like that, because that makes me laugh. Like when I hear a new one where it's like, you know, the ones of like Christina Aguilera or Quiz Akabusi, or you know, I like when you hear a new one of them. Quiz de Burr, I heard recently, and I was like, that's good. Okay, I can deal with that. But I do love, we talk about this too often, but I love that people come up to you and they'll always like, got a good one for you.
And it'll be like Quiz one of the most common ones. Like, okay.
I always thought that the Meta team that I loved the most was a long time ago. They used to come to the Merlin, and they called themselves Quiz Team at Aggie Trivia, and I found that really funny. Because they knew the joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, well played. You've got this. Winner of the team name.
Bonus 10 points.
Yes. Talking about points, should we go on to it?
Let's get straight to the point.
Question one. Who produced the music, lyrics, and book for the musical Hamilton?
Oh, I forgot his name again. Yeah. Forgot his name.
I like to preempt people shouting things out. So usually it happens in the music round and there's a quiet intro and someone's like, "A Sound of Silence." So I preempt it by saying, there's going to be an idiot who's going to say, who wants to say Sound of Silence here. Don't do that.
Cutting them off at the knees. Yeah, good.
Three names.
Yep.
Do you know it?
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I know it.
I've forgotten his name. I would know it as soon as you said it. That's the annoying thing. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. You great somehow name. Made that sound like I cut that together in post, but that was just how you were talking. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah, I'd say very confidently that it is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
Correct.
He was in that show, which I never remember the name of, and I've got a season still to watch of it, with Lyra in it and such.
The bear.
The Golden Compass.
But it wasn't the Golden Compass. It was the other one that came out more recently on the BBC.
Oh.
It was called... literally, we watched the whole thing, two seasons of it. Every single time we come to watch it, both Alice and I are like, what's that show we like that we watch that I can't remember the name of? And we can't even search it because we can't even remember a single word in the title. And we're like, North something? No. Arrow Point? No. Because we know the Golden Compass, it comes from that thing. We cannot remember the name of this show ever. I feel like I need to go in some kind of focus testing thing. It's like, you've got a very bland name for your show here.
Change it.
And it's a problem. So. Can't remember what it's called. It's got Ruth Wilson in it as well, and
I don't know who that is.
Lin-Manuel Miranda and Lyra, who's played by a girl who's in quite a lot of other things. It's a big show. It's on BBC. And people liked it a lot, and now I can't remember what it's called. Are you looking it up?
It's people at home just absolutely fuming, screaming at us. It's called Enter the
His
Direction.
Dark Materials. Nope. It's not called that. Is it called His Dark Materials? No.
I don't know.
The Sandman.
That is a TV show, yeah.
His Dark Materials, is that what it's called? Can't believe I got to that. I cannot believe I just got to that. I'm going to have to phone Alice right now I actually, I tell you what,
pin a message
we'll
in your WhatsApp.
We'll do it in a second. I'll do it as a
voice note.
Voice note to see if Alice gets it straight, because she has the same problem I do. Okay, the answer wasn't the Dark Materials. The answer was Lin-Manuel Miranda. But I will send a voice note to Alice in a second.
Okay. Maybe she's just playing along to make you not feel that.
Nope, definitely isn't. We've had real stressing about it.
Okay, what percentage of teams got this? Oh, Scott's turned around already. Oh. Bold to show him. Scott, you've said
92.
Goose, you've said
94. I didn't see.
I trust you.
92, 94. This one came out at 55%.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Is this a prank?
No.
That's are you punking us?
Scott's closer, so Scott gets full points.
Oh, that's so stupid.
40 away, was it?
But you didn't know the answer. Scott did.
I did know the answer, but yeah, it took time to get to it.
Everyone might have been in the same boat.
2 seconds. Hey, Alice, can you remember what that show that we watched that was like part of the Golden Compass series with Lyra and such, and Ruth Wilson played somebody in it, what the name of it was? Thanks.
I'm not throwing away my... Scott. There we go. Have you seen it, Hamilton?
No, I actually haven't. Oh. I've heard it's good.
I didn't think that I'd like it, and then I quite liked it.
Yeah, I've heard good things about
it. It was funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see if Alice responds to that with a voice note. And if she doesn't, I'll update everyone on another Summer Shorts about what she said, because I feel like she's someone that will look that up. She'll go and look it up as opposed to respond, trying to think.
Tell her not to look it up.
You asked her a question, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Quite earnestly.
She's going to voice someone else.
I said, don't look it up.
Not urgent.
It's for a bit.
Don't look at it.
I just feel like
we're gambling on you.
I wish I could record the times where we would be like, yeah, you speak to friends and they're like, oh, what are you watching at the moment? Oh, we're watching this show, can't remember the name of it. So that's what we're watching at the moment.
I think we got a pretty good glimpse at it just then.
What was the name of the show though?
His Dark Materials. I don't know why. I always think North is in the title. There's something about North or a direction. And so my head just stored
North by Northwest.
Yeah, that's it.
The Great North. It's, have you watched that?
Yes. No.
Yeah. I like the Great North.
With what, the cartoon?
Yeah.
With
Will Forte.
I love Will Forte. And John met him the other day.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, it plays like God or something. No, like plays Alanis Morissette as a spirit. Yeah. And the dad is played by Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Yeah, great show.
It's a very good show.
I've enjoyed that a lot.
It's Bob's Burgers people that make it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I was quite impressed with that. I did enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I like it. His Dark Materials.
His Dark honestly, I cannot believe that just happened.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yes, because... What I was going to say is, you know how your brain has sort of compartments or whatever? That's how I sort of feel my brain works. The compartment that I've put that in is directions. It's got a name like directions. Okay. So as soon as I try and like rifle through the box of names I've got of shows with directions in them, I'm just like, this isn't in here. So where is it?
Yeah.
This is so bad.
I have certain words like that. And I think we've definitely discussed on the podcast before. Institution. It's like something is an institution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something I always forget. I had to think of it for a few minutes just then. But yeah, I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why.
But he never loses things.
Never.
Oh, no, yeah, I forgot
and I'll
that.
Stand by
apart
it.
Apart from words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Just, I lost a singlet once. But I know where I lost it. But I just...
Didn't go and get it.
No.
I think that's left behind a singlet then.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in Greece and we'd been at like a club, one of those clubs where you like buy bottles of things and stuff. And
a beach club.
We weren't doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a whole bunch of people like buying champagne just to like spray it around everywhere. Anyway,
can I go to beach parties with your friends?
Yeah, but you have to sit in the free section, which is at the back, which is where I was. And yeah, I was walking backwards, talking to the person behind me. So I was walking backwards, facing them. This was on the way home.
All right.
And I turned and tripped into like a really, really spiky bush. And I had the shirt over my shoulder and that got stuck in the bush. But I couldn't pick anything up because all the spikes stayed in my skin. And it's like all the way up. Yeah. Yeah. It was horrible.
I can't really imagine you doing that kind of injury to yourself. I don't think
if you. Yeah.
Did you get.
Me either.
Did you get wild upset?
Yeah. It was very disheartening because then I couldn't use my hands for like the rest of the.
Did he get to pick out all the spikes?
Yeah.
Oh, rank.
Yeah.
That's not great. Yeah.
And then when I went swimming, it just felt like all these little individual stings all over my hands. And one stayed in there for a good few months.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it just reminds me of going to a similar beach thing in Puerto Banus when I was on like a lad's holiday. And one of my little friends was a little bit too, he had a bit too much on one of the walk homes. And he first off wanted to befriend a dog because he'd only learned one word in Spanish, which was perrito, which is little dog or puppy. And so he just saw this little dog, he'd be like, rah, perrito. Chased his dog for a while. Then he fell behind us as we were walking home. We had to walk over this like quite busy road overpass. We obviously were staying in the luxury of places, you know. Mm-hmm. And busy road and overpass, and we look back at the overpass, and he's standing on this overpass just swearing at cars.
Wow.
It's like this is what you're doing when you're
experience.
Just like flipping the bird at people as they were going past on the overpass. I just thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, ever witnessed, seeing someone doing that. But, you know, I wouldn't enjoy watching you walk into spikes. That's not fun.
Mm-mm-mm.
No.
Question two. In international Morse code, is an S formed of dots or dashes?
SOS.
I think it's three dots, no?
Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. No, I think it's dash, 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 dot, 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 dash, dash, dash. Because I think the vowels are dots. They're faster because you use more vowels than consonants. Oh. So I think the vowels are dots, not dashes.
Right.
Because I think... Yeah. I mean, that would make sense in my head if that was what you did. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Dash, 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 dot, 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 dash, dash, dash. I think it's SOS.
Just thinking of the ABBA song.
Waiting for people to, like, somehow our podcast is broadcast as Morse code. People are like, someone needs saved. Save our souls.
Yeah, but then I think that, like, surely 3-6 dots would be faster than 6 dashes. But I'm sure they didn't write the whole language around
SOS.
Yeah. Language? Morse code language?
Morse code.
Code.
Morse code language. oh, yeah, MCL.
I don't know. For some reason, I just think it's dots. We can
dot, split? Dot, dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. I actually think that sounds better.
We can split it.
Okay, I'm going to say dash, dash, dash.
I'll say dot, dot, dot.
Dots.
It's for S's.
Yeah.
That's how Louis answers his questions. Doesn't even read the question out when he goes to the answers. Just question one. Dots.
Dots. You should remember.
You should know this.
Okay.
Okay.
Dots. Percentages.
Yeah, what percentage of teams got that correct? I'm just looking up the history of SOS. The song.
SOS. Somebody help me. It's unhealthy.
You can't sing anymore.
Mouths along for a while.
Yeah, we don't have to pay royalties to... Who is it? Atomic Kitten?
Rihanna.
3-2-1 turn. Okay, from nose gargled noises, it's what did you put, Goose?
78%.
And Scott?
77.
77%. 77 to 78. This one came out at 82%.
Ah.
So Goose wins. He's four away.
Such a clear margin.
Three each going into the final question.
Oh, yes. It's all to play for.
It is. But here's an ad. Come see Goose's Quizzes in person at an IRL quiz. Visit goosesquizzes.com and click on the quiz map to find a quiz.
Okay, final one. Question three. Who's confident?
Yes, super confident.
Yeah, more confident.
Yeah. Question three. Which body part did the Barbie doll get for the first time in the year 2000? So which body part did the Barbie doll get for the first time in the year 2000?
I think I know.
I don't I don't know.
Navel.
A belly button.
Belly button.
I think you're right. Makes sense. Because I'm running through the other options of things and nervous to say anything else.
Separate toes.
I thought hands, maybe. I thought maybe like fingers.
She had flippers before.
Yes, it's an evolutionary thing. Yeah.
Yeah, belly button. I think that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
But what percentage of teams got it correct? Our team's as passionate about Barbie as Scott.
Yes. Do people enjoy saying a joke answer to this more than saying what they think the correct answer is?
Yeah, is this a burner question to them?
Big one. Big one.
Okay,
Goose has an answer. Scott?
Goose has a percentage. I don't think Goose would have got the answer to this one.
No, he's debating with himself.
Wait, first I've written down the same answer.
Okay. Oh, he's scribbled. He's changed. 3, 2, 1, turn.
Okay.
So
I think I'm happier being lower.
Okay.
Goose, you said?
77.
77. Scott?
83.
83, right.
Remember that's 8 long honks on the horn. 3 short ones.
Yeah, what would that be in SOS? Doesn't matter. In Morse code. 77 and 83, it came out at 39%.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, miles off.
Nobody knows that.
So only 38 away, Goose gets 2 points and wins the episode from the death at the end.
I mean, we're talking about winners here, but you know, you could be a winner too with us. At our Fringe show.
Yes.
Because it's coming up.
It is.
Soon.
Very exciting.
Well, right now, potentially. It depends when you're listening to this, I suppose.
Yeah. If it's like in 2025 or something, then
maybe we've got a different Fringe show. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. You'll have a time machine by then.
August 2023, Fringe show. Mm-hmm. Come along. It's running from the 3rd to the 27th of August.
It's going to be so much fun.
It really is. The amount of people I've spoken to about it. And then just straight away, I'm like, I'm actually really, like, it makes me excited talking about it because I'm like, I'm going to have so much fun doing this.
Yeah.
So we're all involved. The three of us are all doing things for it all the time. We all have our responsibilities, and both Scott and Louis play parts in the show. And I play the host, as usual. Mm. You know, green jacket, all that. All that malarkey.
Sad to see it.
I mean, I'm excited to wear it for 25 nights in a row.
Get one of those little internal fan things.
Yeah, I've been advertised that a few times recently. Like the little things that clip onto your belt and then go underneath your jacket. Yeah. Inside your t-shirt. It's like, just blow you up like a balloon. It's like, I've got an internal fan. I'm not just eating lots.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show a lot. So get your tickets. You can go to the links in the show notes for tickets.
Yep. Get there.
We will see you soon. But that is the end of today's show, and we will see you all again for some more summer shorts next week.
Bye.
Bye. Shorts. This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Hugel at Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howell Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.